Today we are celebrating the appearance of Lord Krishna, of course, and the initiation ceremony marks the official appearance of Krishna as his holy name in the lives of these devotees. Of course, they have been chanting Hare Krishna for some time, and the holy name of the Lord does not wait for initiation. As soon as the tongue touches the holy name of Krishna, there's transformation. Still, it is a scriptural injunction that one should take formal initiation to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hopefully these devotees have thoroughly considered what they are doing, how they are vowing to dedicate their whole life to chanting Hare Krishna and abstaining from sinful activity. That is the highest occupation. As Bhagavatam states, Savaivum Samparo Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Dokshade Ahoitiki Apatiyata Yatma Supersedati. The greatest occupation is the one that causes the development of ecstatic love of Krishna. Only in that way can the self be completely satisfied. We want to support these devotees in their dedication to the lifetime of Krishna consciousness. We want them to feel the full blessings of the holy name, the deities, the Vaishnavas. Just like Krishna appeared within Devaki, but not in a biological way. We are forbidden to think that Krishna was conceived in a womb like a material body. Krishna is everywhere, so what is the difficulty for him to appear within Devaki? Actually, Lord Krishna first appeared in the pure consciousness of Vasudeva, Krishna's father. And then from the pure consciousness of Vasudeva, Krishna transferred himself to the pure consciousness of Devaki. And that way, he appeared in this world. His appearance in this world has nothing to do with mundane laws of biology. Krishna's appearance is transcendental. Similarly, even though in the age of Kali, people are so sinful, Krishna can appear within them. He is especially merciful in this age of Kali by giving himself so easily as the holy name. Therefore, this first initiation is called Harinam Diksha, or formal initiation into the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. We hope that the candidates are experiencing dedication in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. We hope that they are experiencing dedication in understanding the glories of the holy name by studying Srila Prabhupada's books. We hope that they are prepared for pushing ahead in their spiritual life despite the harassments and agitations of Kali Yuga. We hope all that is so. Some of you may be wondering, how could such young persons dedicate their life to chanting Hare Krishna and refraining from sinful activity? Well, one doesn't have to be old in order to be experienced. These days, young people are so experienced in doing so many things at a young age, and quickly, the intelligent ones realize that Kali Yuga is a horrible time to live, and they seek to make changes. It is possible to go the distance in Krishna consciousness. It is possible to go all your life in Krishna consciousness. You just have to be very serious. If you chant the Hare Krishna mantra with dedication, that will give you the spiritual strength to go on maintaining your vows amidst the agitations of coming. Just like today, we're not eating, we're fasting. So sometimes it can feel a little inconvenient, yes? What happened to me today? Some visitors, some devotees coming to see me started talking about prasad, cooking. So, you know, on a fast day, you know, you really have to tolerate that. Similarly, in our life in this world, there are things we have to tolerate. You cannot expect the road to be easy, but Krishna will give all help. Just like on a fast day, you know, no eating until midnight. So sometimes your stomach feels empty, you feel weak. Sometimes visions of, you know, prasad flash through your mind. Another thing that happened to you today was Ram Das and Bala Gopal, they were offering to put something else for me tonight because some of them have a different diet. And so they had to describe, you know, what's being prepared for everybody and what they could do that's different. To, so the real test of sense control, you know. But when it's a fast day, you're thinking, I'm not going to eat until midnight. That's just the way it is. This is the value of making vows that come what may, even though there may be some disturbance, some agitation, I'm not going to break my vows. Vows are a source of strength. They give you that conviction to withstand the agitations that are a normal part of this age. And your vow to chant at least 16 rounds, no matter what. If by chance you don't finish your 16 rounds in one day, you must make them up the next day. Of course, you can finish them every day. You just make up your mind to do that, and that's what you do. I hope that everyone here will consider these things. How to consolidate your life for the purpose of making spiritual advancement. Don't think that these vows are impossible. If you take proper guidance, and if you shape your life the right way, you can execute these vows. Mainly, you should know that it is impossible, of course, to refrain from the lower things unless you get a taste of the higher thing. Therefore, we're always stressing, experience Krishna, taste Krishna, and then you won't want the gross things of Kali Yuga. It's all about how you design your lifestyle so that you're immersed in Krishna consciousness. It is possible. First of all, you have to look at your life and see all the false burdens and unnecessary obligations that weigh down on your shoulders. You have to be desirous of reducing your burden. The tendency is to think everything must be done, everything is important, my responsibilities are so much. Your first responsibility to yourself, however, is for your spiritual advancement. If you understand that, then everything else about your life will easily become clear. But if you haven't understood the first responsibility, then life is so complicated. What should I do? Should I do this? Should I do that? But you know, because you promised, first I shall chant Hare Krishna. And I shall refrain from sinful activity. Then everything else becomes clear. It is not so difficult to follow the regular principles. They protect you from activities that injure yourself and injure others. And if you take proper shelter of the holy name of Krishna, that holy name can rise in your life just like the sun rises in the morning. Just by the first rays of the sun appearing in the morning, things are set in order. Just by the first rays of dawn, that causes effects. Simply, just the first rays of pure chanting of Hare Krishna cause so many changes in your life. And then when the Krishna sun rises completely in your life, when the holy name rises in your life, then you can see the world for what it is. You can see yourself for what you are. Without the illumination of the holy name, what can we do? Today is the appearance day of Lord Krishna. Similarly, we want to pray to the Supreme Lord that Krishna, as his holy name, will appear within these devotees. They're getting the holy name through disciplic succession. And we hope that they will worship and venerate and adore the holy name of Krishna. Being mindful of the offenses. As Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna is so merciful. He's made himself so easily available in his holy name, as his holy name. But we are so unfortunate we commit offenses while chanting. So the life of a devotee is a constant battle to reduce the offenses. But it's not a miserable battle. How would you like it? This is a material example, of course. How would you like it if every day someone practiced calling your name with affection? How would you like that? Yes. This person really cares. This is very nice. Every day that person is practicing calling your name with attention and affection, you would feel very much obliged to that person. Simply, all Krishna asks us to do is chant his holy name with attention and affection. Try to do that every day. But we are so unfortunate. We don't want to take the chanting of Hare Krishna seriously. That is our problem. I'm very happy to see in the mornings here how so many devotees are chanting in the temple room. It's very nice. Two circles, one circle of men, one circle of ladies. It's also nice the temple room is warm enough to chant in. I'm coming from midsummer to midwinter, so I appreciate it very much the temple room is warm. And it was very nice to see the devotees sitting down and seriously trying to chant. Just do that every morning. And the holy name of Krishna will open up to you the wonderful spiritual world. It's not going to be the same thing year after year. If you chant Hare Krishna seriously, it's not going to be the same thing every year. It'll be fresher and fresher. Newer and newer realizations. Less and less attachment to the body and mind, and more attachment to Krishna. That's what you have to look forward to if you play the game right. Play the game by the rules. The regular principles are there to protect your freedom and to protect your pleasure. Now, if you're not careful with your life, if you're just casual and now I've taken initiation, so I don't have to be so staunch. I can be a bit loose and, you know. As long as I say honey bowl, it's all right. If you have the kind of attitude, you'll get into trouble pretty quick. Or gradually you'll weaken the few years go by. But if you maintain a very dedicated attitude about your chanting, generally that brings all the other aspects of your life together. Because in order to be dedicated about the chanting, you have to get into shape all the other areas of your life. You can't say, okay, I'm going to be serious about my chanting, and then, you know, spend time, wasting time watching television, engaging in sensuality. Of course, that'll all affect your chanting. So if your chanting is going to be properly worshipped, then the rest of your life has to be together. That's the advantage of chanting Hare Krishna. It takes center stage in your life, and the holy name of Krishna pulls together all the other parts of your life underneath the Krishna sun. Therefore, we advise everyone, let the Krishna sun rise in your life. See for yourself how by chanting Hare Krishna, you are associating with Krishna through sound. People talk about, what about God? Why can't we see Him? But Krishna is letting you hear Him. What's wrong with hearing God? Why do we put so much stress on seeing? People say, seeing is believing. Why can't hearing be believing? In a dark room in the morning, when the alarm clock goes off, you don't see anything, but you hear, and you believe it's time to get up. So when the holy name rises in your life, you feel it's time to serve Krishna. It's time to be natural by rendering devotional service to the Lord. Just like today is the appearance day of Lord Krishna, similarly, we want that the holy name appears in the consciousness of these devotees who are taking official initiation into the holy name of Krishna. Furthermore, we hope that by the shelter of the holy name, they'll be able to render nice service for Prabhupada's mission. That makes me look good, even though I don't believe. And if the disciples don't keep their initiation vows, it causes the spiritual master to be very embarrassed before his spiritual master, Krishna. Because Srila Prabhupada, Lord Krishna, they're saying, okay, you're accepting them. So we'll take an interest in these persons. But if they screw up, it's on you. So we hope and pray naturally that these devotees will remain strict to their vows. Take a promise seriously. Not that, well, I promised last year my initiation, but that was last year. Things are different now. Different situation. I just feel differently now. We hope that won't happen. That's why it is a risk to spread Krishna consciousness. It is a risk to teach Krishna's glories. You're extending yourself, and persons may not fully take advantage. Or they may seem to accept and then later reject. For those of you who want to be preachers of Krishna consciousness, you have to become accustomed to rejection. Sankirtan devotees know all about that. You talk to someone on the street, you give them your all in all, no, no thanks, no time. Too busy. It's something you have to get used to. Any kind of distribution of Krishna consciousness involves rejection. That's what Krishna told the cowherd boys when they came back empty-handed after going to the Yajna Brahmanas to beg for food for Krishna and Balaram. The Yajna Brahmanas didn't even answer the boys. They were so busy in their yajnas. Rituals. Why were Krishna and Why were the cowherd boys going to get food for Krishna and Balaram? Because they had said that they were hungry. The cowherd boys had said they were hungry. And so Krishna and Balaram told them where to get some food and bring it back for everybody. Actually, the cowherd boys weren't hungry because they're Krishna's dear devotees. They're simply thinking of Krishna's pleasure. So they were thinking, Krishna and Balaram must be hungry, therefore we'll say we're hungry. And that way they're not thinking of their own sense gratification. They're simply thinking of Krishna. Krishna must be hungry now, so we'll say to Krishna that we're hungry, and then some arrangement for Krishna to eat will be made. So when they told Krishna they were hungry, Krishna said, nearby there are some brahmanas, ritualistic brahmanas, and they are preparing a sacrifice. They have lots of food. Go there and ask them for the food, for some food. So the cowherd boys did that, but they were ignored by these ritualistic brahmanas who did not understand what the goal of the Vedas is. Bhakti, devotional service to Krishna. So the cowherd boys came back to Krishna and they told him, we didn't get anything. They were disappointed. They felt they had failed. What did Krishna say? That is the way of Sankirtan. That is the way of faith. Sometimes you'll get, sometimes not. You have to be detached. So if you want to reach Krishna consciousness effectively, you have to become accustomed to people rejecting. Preaching basically means you wear your heart on your sleeve. Krishna consciousness is a very personal thing. So when you wear your heart on your sleeve, sometimes people show great appreciation, and sometimes they give you pain. But because you're doing the job on behalf of Krishna, the gain is Krishna's and the loss is Krishna's. Naturally, a devotee feels compassion and care for all living entities. A devotee wants to see everyone become Krishna conscious. And in doing, and in trying to help that to happen, the devotee undergoes sometimes praise, sometimes condemnation. Sometimes someone will praise you 1 year, and the very next year the person will condemn you. Sometimes persons will praise you. You helped me to be Krishna conscious. 2 years later, you brought me to Krishna consciousness. I should have spent my time at my job or university and have nothing to do with spiritual life. Preacher has to become used to that. It's a risk in Kali Yuga teaching Krishna consciousness because the people are so fallen. There's no question of, there's no understanding of honor. I promised last year, but that was last year. There's no question often of personal, proper personal behavior. All right, you did something for me, so what? Big deal. Everybody ought to do something for me. What's so special? You did something for me, big deal. That's your problem if you did something for me. What do you want out of me? It's your problem, it's your hang up. This is the way it is these days. But still the devotee of Krishna goes on trying to give Krishna to everyone. Extending himself, extending herself so that people have a chance to hear about Krishna. And in order for people to want to hear about Krishna, most are not pure philosophers that they just want to hear, you know, philosophical siddhanta. Generally, people want to feel cared for. They want to feel that someone cares for their life and is reaching out and will give them a helping hand. That's generally what most people want to feel. So preaching means outreach. We've seen the great changes here in the Christ Church Temple since outreach efforts, loving outreach efforts have started. It's not always convenient. It's not always that those doing the outreach are appreciated. And just look at what they're asking people to do, to take up a lifestyle of no meat, intoxication, illicit sex or gambling, to chant Hare Krishna. But Krishna is pleased by the outreach effort, and therefore Krishna is sending results. Krishna is sending nice people to practice Krishna consciousness. The candidates for initiation, although they are young adults, in the eyes of the spiritual master, they're children. So the spiritual master is like the spiritual father, who guides the spiritual children. And actually the spiritual master hopes that one day the spiritual children will become qualified to give shelter to others. Srila Prabhupada once said that about his disciples. He said, I see my disciples as little spiritual masters who I'm training up as a service to my own spiritual master. The relationship between disciple and spiritual master is one based on service to Krishna. If there's no service to Krishna, what's the use of the whole thing? Not that you just get some beads to wear around your neck, you get a Sanskrit name, and that's it. No. Service to Krishna is the active principle of the guru-disciple relationship. Service to Krishna involves service to the devotees and service to all living entities. Therefore, Krishna says, no one's more dear to me, nor will there ever be one more dear to me than the one who spreads my glories to others. So I ask you all, please do not be afraid to reach out to others. Don't be afraid of being rejected. Don't be afraid of being ignored. Don't be afraid of wearing your heart on your sleeve. That's necessary for effective distribution of Krishna consciousness. Krishna understands what's going on. You try your best. You give your all in all, so that others may have the chance to take up Krishna consciousness. There's no doubt people are impressed when they feel that you care about them. Even those who are very philosophical and attracted to Krishna conscious knowledge, still, if they feel someone cares for them, this melts their heart. So let us not be afraid to be caring, to reach out to others, to understand how they're suffering in material life. We should all strive to be qualified in Krishna consciousness, to get to the point in which we have no problems. And what happens when you get to the point where you have no problems? Who knows? Krishna gives you everybody else's problems. Just when you think, okay, the path back to God is so clear, just keep striding easily. Krishna says, wait a minute. A lot of other people for you to worry about. So what makes this Christchurch temple warm and vibrant, what's bringing all the life, is the outreach efforts. Never forget that. When the outreach is not there, everything grinds to a halt, becomes cold and sterile. Devotees can't understand what's missing, what's going on, whose fault is it? It's your fault. But when the outreach is there, then, in spite of some minor inconveniences of working together, everyone feels happy. People are coming to Krishna consciousness. People's lives are being rescued from Kali Yuga. Outreach means personalism. Personalism means you're extending yourself, and you may get rejected, you may be ignored, you may not be appreciated. Still, you do it. What was some example? one temple in Australasia, I won't tell you exactly where it is. There was one young lady. I first met her when she was 16. I was visiting some folks. I was visiting some friends of Krishna in a town, and they were inviting their friends over to meet me. And so, maybe this was 7 years ago or something. So, in comes this 60-year-old girl with like her 25-year-old boyfriend. And so, something just motivated me to just tell this 60-year-old girl the truth. I just said it right in front of her boyfriend. I said, you don't know what you're doing. You're going to wind up being pregnant. You have no understanding how material nature works. You must become Krishna conscious, otherwise you're just going to be exploited. So then, a year later, I found out indeed she had given birth to a child. And so then, she and the boyfriend arranged a quick marriage. And it was a very traumatic marriage for her. In 6 years, she had 3 children. By the time she was 23 years old. And the husband was beating her. Sometimes the husband would practice a little bit of Krishna consciousness, finger a few fingers, some beads like that. I visited them maybe the last time in 1998. And I told her, I said, you will become a devotee in the future, not your husband. So, didn't see her at all since then. I just thought, yeah, that's the way it is, you know. Try your best. Although, Amiyatma and Avaisra, they would. Anyway, I'm glad you know which country it is. They would visit sometimes. So, they would visit the couple sometimes. Anyway, you know, you preach to so many people, especially young men, young women, they're very turbulent-minded these days. They're coming out of a whirlpool of sinful activity. You try your best to pull them out. Sometimes it works, sometimes not. Sometimes they appreciate, sometimes not. 1 minute, they praise you, the next minute they curse you, and you just have to get used to that kind of thing. You're dealing with mad persons. So, all of a sudden, a month ago, I got this message that this young lady, she's now living at a temple, and she remembered, you were right. You told me exactly what was ever was going to happen to me. Ever since I was 16, now I'm 23. You told me exactly the truth. I said, well, what's the big deal? You know, and I could see when you were 16 years old and came with this guy that he was, you know, you just didn't know what you were doing. He just had his eyes on, you know, some fresh, little innocent thing, you know. And what did you think when I told you that? She said, I didn't understand what you were saying. So that shows you sometimes it takes some years for things to sink in. Now she remembers, of course. Now I remember what you said, and it all makes sense to me. So now she's practicing Krishna consciousness fully after at least seven years. It just shows you that sometimes, you know, the effect of your distributing Krishna consciousness doesn't show me. Maybe we in our past lives were one of those who just did a little bit of Krishna consciousness and went away. So we always have to be compassionate and merciful at the same time. We should be firm that unless you follow the four rules, you'll never understand what is spiritual life. That's why there's no change in the world, although there's so many religions. There's no change in the world, because no one knows how to live a pure lifestyle. And people who are not religious, look and see. Whether you're religious or not, there's no difference in the world. There's no difference really in people's behavior, so why do you bother with this religion? That's because people are not following the regular principles of purity. Therefore, you see no change in spite of so much religious belief. In Krishna consciousness, we want to produce first-class persons who know how to be pure. They can make a difference. All right. So, Will, what are you going to do now? Okay, who's the oldest in Krishna consciousness? How many years are you? No, no, but practicing it. Alright, and you're 2 years old? When? Alright, he's older. Do you want to think of some gender distinction? Hey, you're done about to say your pranam mantra out loud. Feet not pointing toward the deity, right? Jim, he's an example of a gradual approach to Krishna consciousness. He first started attending the center in Wellington. It took him a few years to slow down. He made a ill-advised trip to India, just, you know, wandering around India, which gets you into a lot of trouble. But somehow or other he salvaged himself and came back to Wellington after some time in Sydney. Kind of appeared one day in Wellington once again. And he's always had an interest in introducing others to Krishna consciousness. He hoped he'll follow in the footsteps of Bhava Bhavan Ramdas in his own way. He likes reaching out to people in creative ways. And he's definitely progressed over the years. We hope he continues to progress. He's definitely been through some changes and maturation, which is appreciated very much by the devotees. He likes to get guidance. That's a very good combination. He's a bit independent, but he likes guidance also. So, it's a good balance. So now he does university preaching at Victoria University, thinking of ways how to attract the students. And he also teaches yoga. This way he's helping out very much. What are the four regular principles? And what to always do? You're allowed to chant more than 16. At least 16. Your name is Triyuga Das. Triyuga is a holy name of Krishna. Refers to the Lord who appears in three yugas. Because in the fourth yuga, Kali Yuga, the Lord comes hidden as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Channa Avatar, the hidden incarnation. Therefore the Lord is known as Triyuga. You'll find this in the seventh canto. Prahlad Maharaj says like that. Becca, come on. Came to the Christchurch temple 2 years ago, and I first met her at the loft, and she made gradual progress, and she tried to understand Krishna consciousness seriously. She's taken up responsibilities helping in the ladies' ashram. It's not, it's known throughout the world, that's not an easy task. But it's a necessary task. By taking responsibility for Krishna's service, you attract Krishna's attention. Certainly, Krishna consciousness has changed Becca's life very much. And we're happy to see that. The other lady devotees here can set an example for the Christchurch ladies. How to reclaim your life from Kali Yuga and become exalted in Krishna's service. Of course, we don't think we're exalted, but we think devotional service is exalted. We think we are very useless and low, but somehow the Lord Chaitanya has rescued us. What are the regular principles? And what to always do? Your name is Shantatma. Shantatma is a combination of Shanta and Atma. Name of the Lord.
Say Krishna Sam.
So you are Shantatma Devi Dasi, servant of the Supreme Peaceful Soul. By serving the Supreme Peaceful Soul, you'll also become peaceful. Hare Krishna. Okay.
सुभतिभव शिवस्तगोत्रश्रीनामदासः श्रीकृष्णप्रीत्यर्थम् उपनयनम् कारकर्माहम् करिष्यामि. धनकुमारो वसुकामदेवात् आय शीर्षमाम् पतिदेवहेलनात् देवशिमाय पुरुषार्चनाक्षरात् कूर्मो हरिर्माम् निरयात्
Thank you. Hare Krishna.